Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
He's got a foot like a 2 feet.
100% passion.
He's rubbish, but my missus fancies him, so if he plays, I get to watch the game.
100% banter.
It's the breakfast show, and we tell it like it is.
Breakfast at the end of the day, it's the beginning of the day.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women could be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. We have some breaking news.
Sports Horn breaking news in association with Hungry Henry's Loft Conversions.
I won't eat until I finished building your loft.
He was very thin and kept collapsing, but I couldn't fault the building work.
Hungry Henry's.
Breaking news, magician David Blaine is going to spend 30 days inside the Cockerel on top of the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in a groundbreaking display of endurance. A world-class act from a top showman. We chatted to Spurs fans outside the stadium who are cheering him on.
Couldn't give a fuck, to be honest. Sorry.
David Blaine, is he still going?
Hope they keep him locked up in there, the attention-seeking dickhead.
David Blaine there, and we at Sports Home wish him the very best of luck.
Sure, he's good, Anthony, but any magician can perform at Tottenham. Could he do it on a wet Tuesday night in Stoke? That's the real question.
The Tottenham Cockerel isn't in Stoke, though.
And that's very telling.
Yeah.
He'll be relieved it isn't.
Can't doubt his pedigree. Ian, you played with David Blaine in a charity match for UNICEF, didn't you?
I did, Anthony. I must admit, I thought he'd be a bit more of an escape artist than he turned out to be. I two-footed tackled him from behind in the middle of the park.
Oh, poor bloke.
No sympathy, Anthony. If he was such a magician, he'd have broken out of that like Houdini. But no, he ruptured his Achilles and did his Las Vegas residency in a cast. The man's a charlatan.
And the breaking news is flooding in thick and fast.
More breaking news in association with Hungry Henry's Loft Conversions.
I will not eat until you're satisfied with the work.
He's dangerously malnourished.
I was pleading for him to eat, but he just wouldn't.
There was a delay on materials and he could barely stand by the end of it. 5 stars, would recommend.
And this breaking news is a little closer to home. It concerns our very own Ian Fiveankles.
Guilty.
As we all know, the England home shirt and away shirt have been released to universal praise. And now there's a third change kit too, in case we ever play the countries of Andorra, St. Kitts and Nevis, or Sierra Leone, with which our first and second jerseys clash.
Always need to be prepared, Anthony.
Ian, you always dreamed of playing for England.
A dream.
You? Oh, a
Anthony,
dream.
A dream. A dream we all have. A patriotic dream.
A patriotic wet dream for many a man.
And I think playing for England is the only socially acceptable wet dream you can have.
Yes, God, yes. Thank God somebody's had the balls to say
it. Yeah, I've said that before. I said it on Loose Women, and the studio audience gave me a round of applause.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again on Loose Women, if they let me back on.
And they don't applaud lightly on that show.
No,
they do not.
You have to earn it.
You don't like it when players are injured ahead of international breaks. In fact, I go as far as saying you hate it.
I hate it. You're right. I hate it. It's like, oh, have you killed someone? Because by leaving a gap in midfield against Lithuania, you might as well have done.
You know the saying, Ian. If you can't stand the heat, don't sign up for the kitchen in the first place where the heat is. There's heat in that kitchen.
Too
right.
You
can't have a cold kitchen.
I always say, if you pull a hamstring ahead of England duty, then you should ring up the mother of a soldier on the front line and apologise.
Well, it's the least these pampered players do.
And when you're apologising, you should ask if she'd like to take your place in the squad.
At least she could sit on the bench. She might not be able to play the full 90 with match fitness and all of that and gelling with the side, but it'd be a lovely gesture
to
sit on the bench.
Well, she can't be any worse at left back than Ben Chilwell.
But you got your call up, Ian, and well deserved too.
Yes. Terry Venables, no less. Terry Venables rang me up, and I thought it was a wind-up at first.
And it was a wind-up.
It was a wind-up, yeah. Ian Walker having a right laugh, as usual.
Ian Walker, football's Charlie Chaplin, they used to call him, the prankster. How did he not win an Oscar?
Well, he didn't actually spend much time goalkeeping, and that was a blessing for him. Mm. It meant he could spend a lot of time on his impressions.
Yeah.
But then, of course, Venables went, and Kevin Keegan came in.
Oh, yes.
And Kevin Keegan, no less, rang me up. And I tell you, I thought it was a wind-up.
And that was also a wind-up.
Yeah, it was Ian Walker again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a great range of voices. You couldn't fault him for that. But then Keegan departed and Glenn Hoddle rang me up.
Now, this one wasn't a wind-up.
No,
and that's
this
where this gets interesting.
Was the real deal.
Yeah.
And I knew it was actually Glenn Hoddle because I'd threatened Ian Walker with physical harm and he was terrified of me by that point.
Yeah, rightly so.
We are mates again now, of course.
Ian Walker, it was friendly pranking of yourself,
like
Dirk Kuyt does, you know, Dirk Kuyt's about. It never crossed a line like your adversary, Rod Wallace.
Fuck Rod Wallace!
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, excuse my language. Sorry, Ofcom, but this is men's health, men's matters and men's hygiene. And fuck Rod Wallace!
Yeah, absolutely.
I tell you, for all his mucking about, Ian Walker never conned me into making love to a sex doll with his face on it. And that's where Ian Walker didn't cross a line.
And I'll tell you what, you can say Ofcom till you're blue in the face, but, I mean, Jeremy Vine's show, they never had someone having sex with a sex doll.
No.
You know?
Rod Wallace went way further than even Jeremy Vine.
Yeah. Glenn Hoddle rang you up.
Yeah, Glenn Hoddle rang me up and he said, Ian, I would be honoured for you to represent the Three Lions.
Gosh, the National 11, the
National
dream, the wet
second
dream.
11.
The second 11.
Yeah, it was England B I was called up for. Chris Sutton had refused, so they needed an extra defensive midfielder.
England B, that was the team who weren't ever going to get into the first team, but what an honour, nonetheless.
Oh, yes, yeah, an honour and a privilege.
How did you get on?
Well, I pulled a hamstring the week before, so I had to pull out.
Shame.
I pulled out of the squad.
Yeah.
The battle for eighth place in the league was hotting up. There was an Intertoto Cup place up for grabs. So I rang up the mother of a soldier and said, I've had a wet dream and I'm sorry. And she said, where did you get my number? And she asked me never to call again. And I think that was a shame looking back because she could have done a job in that midfield.
And that England pedigree gave you the opportunity and privilege of a lifetime.
Indeed, yes. All these years later, Nike rang me up and said, as you nearly played for England Bs, would you like to design the England Threes?
And what does that mean? That just doesn't mean anything.
Well, no, it does.
Right.
They were saying, would I, Ian Fiveankles, like to help design the third choice England shirt worn for the next international cycle? And I thought it was a wind-up.
It was Ian Walker again.
It was, yeah. But it turns out he does actually know a friend at Nike, and this was his way of making amends, so fair play to him.
What a man is Ian Walker.
Yeah.
So what a redemption.
Once I'd spoken to Ian Walker's mate who works from Nike, of course I said I'd be honoured.
Yeah.
And this despite the fact that I'm carrying a hamstring injury.
You've done your hamstring now?
Yeah. I had a sauna with Steve Bold and then we jumped in an ice plunge pool straight away afterwards.
Oh, Ian.
Yeah. My muscles contracted too damn quickly. But the most important muscle is still intact.
Yeah.
And that's my brain.
That's right.
All I need to design this third choice shirt is my brain.
Yeah, that's right. And that is the muscle that everyone has. You know.
Yep, most people. Well,
most people.
Most people have a
brain. And the person who worked with you on the shirt is on the line now. Les Charterhouse is on the design team at Nike, and he is here with us. Hi, Les.
Hello, fellas. It's all right to use the term fellas, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, of course you can. It's men's health, it's men's matters, it's men's hygiene here. We're fellas, all right.
It's fellas' health.
Hey, Les, we respect our women.
Yeah, I think sometimes we respect women too much.
That can happen. Les, you're on the third team shirt at Nike. Get this right, and you could move on to the most important kits at the company.
I mean, this is deeply offensive. That's not how our department works.
Oh, sorry. Gosh. Apologies, Les. I assumed you were in the non-league equivalent of the company, you know, like an intern and working you up to a shirt that will actually be worn. No offence, Ian.
Oh, none taken, Anthony. No, you know me. I'm England till I die, and even if it's a third-choice kit, it's anything but a third-rate design. I've seen to that, and I'll die for it.
God, you'll die for it.
Or I'll pull a hamstring for it.
Well, we have the shirt now. It's about to come in. It's going to be wheeled into the studio on a mannequin under a sheet. And I think we should stand.
I'm standing.
Going to stand and clap. No. So, do we clap? A shirt coming
I'll salute.
In? You salute, I'll clap. And we've got a special guest wheeling it in. None other than Conservative MP for Hitchin East, Crispin West. He is wheeling it in now. Give him a round of applause. Here he comes.
I can't. I'm saluting.
Here he comes. And he is wearing an England shirt from 2002 himself. Come in. You stand there with the shirt. You stand next to it. You don't need to sit. You stand. And, he loves England so much. He's kissing the badge. And, he's also pointing to his shorts, Crispin. England shorts. Yes, yes. He's wearing England shorts. Well, Britain shorts. They're white tennis shorts with Union Jacks going down the sides.
He's pointing to his socks now, Anthony.
England socks. He's got England socks. He's wearing England socks from they're from Euro 96. Proudly pulled up to the thigh area.
He's pointing to his shoes.
He's got England shoes. England shoes. Big, long Union Jack shoes. Oh, long shoes they are, with the flag going proudly all the way along to the toes.
He's showing the underside of the shoes now.
England soles. England soles. More flag. The flag on the soles of the feet. I've never seen that. Amazing. Gosh, welcome, Crispin. You can stop showing us your bottom of your feet.
He's fallen over.
Stand there. And he loves England, Ian. He loves England.
Yes, he loves England, Anthony, and he'd like everyone to know it, especially his constituents, where he's defending a very slim majority.
We're going to unveil the third change England shirt in just a moment. Ian Five Ankles is stood up. He has the cloth. He's touching it, and he's ready to whip it up.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Off, but first, let's hear some patriotic messages of good luck from some well-known England fans.
Bubble from Big Brother 2 here. I love England. Never miss a game. Thank you for your service, Ian Five Ankles. God bless you.
Hi, Ian. It's your friend,
actor Leslie Ash.
Oh, hi, Leslie. Oh, lovely person. Angel. Absolutely.
Leslie
angel.
Ash, yeah.
As you know, I was in one of the greatest English sitcoms of all time, Men Behaving Badly. I can't wait to wear a new English classic created by my friend Ian Fiveankles.
I didn't know you were friends with Leslie Ash.
Yeah, her and Lee Chapman regularly come to dinner.
Of course, they're married, aren't they?
I think I'm seeing them this weekend. I think I am. Denise controls the calendar. You know, women, them and their organising.
Do I indeed? My mum organised my 30th.
I'm Tony Cascarino. It's moments like this I wish I was English.
Thank you for those good luck messages. And we have some messages from the fans too. The England fans, the fans of England, from England, and some of them overseas as well. Ordinary people who are vitally important, even more important, you might say, than the important
Absolutely,
people.
Absolutely, yeah.
They're the sort of the earth, the fans.
Yeah, that's the heartbeat. Do you want to read some of those messages out?
Let's crack on. Yeah. But you can see all of them if you hashtag new shirt, third shirt, third choice shirt on the social media. Our MP is hopping up and down with patriotic fervour. Hey, get your fingers away from the cloth. You're not unveiling it. That's Ian's job. He's touching it. Ian.
I have to say, Antoinette, I love his passion, but mate, seriously, leave the unveiling to me, okay? You never played the game. Back off.
How about Ian lifts it up, Crispin, and you can be the first person to have a selfie next to it. How about that? Wonderful. He's nodding. Let's do this. Les from Nike Key, would you like to begin the countdown?
I would indeed, gentlemen. And as it's an England countdown, let's begin with 19. Gaza's number, Italia 90.
And Joe Cole's number, Ellen Road, 2002.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
19. 18, 17, 16.
Sports Horn England Countdown, in association with Hungry Henry's Loft Conversions.
Please eat. For the love of God, please eat.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here it goes, everybody.
And Ian Fiveankles has torn off the cloth. And wow, there it is. There it is. It's wonderful. It's imagine a shirt. But it's the third choice shirt. But in my eyes, it's a first choice triumph.
Oh,
that is what a
you.
Kit. What a kit.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Yeah, pleased with that. Thank you.
We're all looking at it. We're all taking in its majestic beauty. Crispin, RMP, is giving it proper heart eyes. He approves. He approves. He's giving it the thumbs up. And if you're watching on the live stream, please text in to 75358. Let us know your thoughts. Marek from Lyme Regis says three lions. Tommy from Gosport says England. Jeeton from Hazelmere says retro with a modern twist. I love it. Fiveankles, you legend, he says.
they like me. The people really like me.
I'll tell you who likes it. Crispin is loving it. Crispin, do you want to put it on? You want to put it on? Can he put it on?
Put it on,
can
mate.
He put
yep.
it on?
It will be an honour.
He's going to put it on.
Anything, sir, to help you win votes.
Oh, he's taken off his England 2002 shirt to reveal a Union Jack vest. And the new England third choice shirt will go right over the top of that, proudly, patriotically. On it goes. And what's that on the armpit there?
It looks great
what's
on him, doesn't
armpit?
It? It nearly fits him.
What's on the armpit?
What are you talking about, Anthony?
Lift your arms again, Crispin. Lift your arms up again, Crispin. Lift your arms up. What's that on the armpit?
Oh, that? Well, that's a playful addition by me and Les. It's playful, isn't it, Les?
But you're hiding the St. George's flag?
No, not at all. No, we're not hiding it. It's a playful reveal.
It's under the armpit. The flag's under the armpit. The smelliest part of the body. Well, we're the armpit of Europe with smelly a nation? Is that what you're saying?
No,
here?
I'm not
we
saying
smell
that.
Like an armpit.
I'm not saying any of
yeah,
that.
The St. George's Cross is only good
I
for the armpit.
Say that about
sweaty
England.
Sweaty armpit.
England
sweaty
doesn't
flag.
Smell, especially not like an armpit. No, it's playful.
Well, people are texting into 75358 and they are outraged. Look at all of these texts coming through. Seth Johnson from Derby says, you've shat on the flag.
Normal people don't matter, I thought.
Well, that's Seth Johnson. That's not a normal person. Seth Johnson from Derby, England cap.
England He's... A or B?
Bubble from Big Brother has just set this in.
Bubble from Big Brother 2 here. Disgusting. You should be ashamed. Lock him up. Lock him fucking up.
Oh, my God.
Look at Crispin. He's turned white. He has accidentally desecrated a flag with his armpit, and it's your doing, Ian.
Playful, Les?
You're on your own, Ian.
He's torn off the shirt, and I don't blame him. His vest has come off too in the commotion. He's striding out of the studio topless, proudly, still patriotically. Yes, that's right, Crispin. Les, from Nike, what's the meaning of this? Les! Les! He's gone.
I can fix this. Look, I'm cutting out the flag.
You're cutting out the flag?
I'm cutting it out. I'm throwing it on the floor. It's gone.
Oh, my God. He's cut out the flag and he stamped on it.
No, it didn't stamp.
You stamped on it. I saw you stamp on the flag.
It sort of floated under my foot on its own.
Join him, Ian.
What?
Join him.
Where?
Join Crispin. Join Les. Get out of here. Go on. Go. Take your shirt and your armpit desecration and you take it and you put it on the trash heap where you belong. The time is 6:58. Let's go to the news with Taj. Go on, Ian. Get out.
He's desecrated our flag. Our flag. Our flag.
Hi, Denise. It's Leslie. Darling, so sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel our dinner date Saturday. We were so looking forward to it. Lee had bought a big ham, but, well, you know how it is. Love you, Denise. Speak soon.
Power flag!
Ah, it's nice that he knows Leslie Ash, though.
Sports On is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.